Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Malaika Grayson. She's a speaker, STEM advocate, and author. Malaika, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
So I was never a big fan of school, only because I got bored really easily and I never felt really practical. So whenever I meet someone like yourself who has a doctor in philosophy, meaning you went to a lot of schooling, it always fascinates and inspires me because it's all about commitment and intensity and purpose. So tell me why you chose to get a PhD in, and it's not, again, I majored in business and anytime I saw my engineering friends, I was like, whoa, that's really hard. So I'm curious. Not only did you go to a lot of schooling, you got a PhD in mechanical engineering at one of the top schools in the world. So tell us about your dream and desire to get a PhD in mechanical engineering at a great school like Cornell.
For sure. You know, I never wanted to get a PhD, right? That wasn't on my bucket list. It wasn't on my to-do list. But as I was going through my undergraduate career, getting my bachelor's degree in physics, one summer, I had the opportunity to go to a summer undergraduate research experience. And that for me was a pivot in my life. And I say it was a pivot because I had the opportunity to be exposed to PhD level research. I had the opportunity to see what it meant to be a graduate student, a PhD graduate student. And from there, I realized I wanted to learn more, not just about physics and what I was doing at the time, but how what I was studying was going to be applied to real life. And that's really engineering, right? Seeing the science being applied to real life. And to see that I can have the opportunity to continue that path, that is really what really motivated me. So from that moment, those 10 weeks, I decided I'm gonna apply to a PhD program and see where it takes me. And once I got to the PhD program, I decided wind energy is it, because that's a homage to, of course, my home Trinidad and Tobago.
Wait, did you say homage to your home country? Because why?
Wind energy. So when you think of the Caribbean, you think of Caribbean breeze.
Do you? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, just please.
Yeah. So, you know, in the Caribbean, we have what we call Windward Islands and Leeward Islands. And if you're ever on the coast or the beach, for example, you feel that Caribbean breeze. Mm. And a lot of the cities in the Caribbean, they're near the coast. At least Trinidad, our main port of Spain, where our city is, it's near the coastline. So I've always thought about how could we put small-scale wind turbines on the rooftop of buildings so that we can essentially sustain ourselves, right? We can provide our own electricity through renewable energy. So that was the motivation for my research during my PhD.
Mm-hmm. So you have the mechanical engineering part, but then STEM, I mean, it's so broad, right? So for you, you decided to focus more on energy and wind?
It is very broad. Yeah, you know, STEM, science, technology, engineering, mathematics, and they really could go in and out of each other, because the physics part, that falls into the science and the mathematics, but then the engineering is really seeing those things being applied. And the technology is always just learning to see how the technology can support the things that you're doing. And so even though I did mechanical engineering, I really touched on all of the aspects of STEM.
Interesting. The goal of this podcast, Malaika, is really to inspire people with your story. What would you encourage people, let's say the younger listeners that might want to pursue a career in STEM or science or engineering, what most excites you about your field?
What really excites me right now is that I can be a trailblazer. For me, going into the office or even going into the first day of a PhD program, there's nobody that looked like me. And even though I definitely experienced imposter syndrome or I felt overwhelmed by that experience, I also felt as if this was my time to make an impact. And that really excites me because I want to be able to not just apply what I'm doing and be impactful when it comes to the technology of it all, but I want to help create a pipeline for other people, for minority students, for anybody who is interested in getting through that path.
That's great. And that segues nicely into the book that you wrote. So tell us about that book and more about what you hope your readers learn.
Thank you. I did write a book. It's entitled Hooded, A Black Girl's Guide to the PhD. And Hooded is about my journey through my PhD experience. So I went to a predominantly white institution. And going into that institution, I was the only person of color in my cohort, the only Black woman. And when I graduated, I was only the second Black woman to receive her PhD in mechanical engineering from that institution. And for me, Hooded really encompasses those 5 years on that journey from the first day of me getting to the school to the very last day when I graduated. And I talk about not just the experiences, I talk about some of the traumas, I talk about the highs, the lows, and I also provide some tips for people to be able to look at my journey and take it as a stepping stone in theirs.
No, that's great. I mean, I'm looking at your book cover right now, Hooded, A Black Girl's Guide to the PhD. You talked about some of the challenges. And again, whether someone is Black or even a woman, I'm not Black or a woman, but we can always learn from each other, right? So what are some of the challenges that you face that you can perhaps share with our listeners now so that they can both read your book, but just learn from you where we can now?
Yeah, no, you're totally right when it comes to, you may not be Black or woman, but as a minority, as a person of color, you experience microaggressions, right? You experience unconscious bias. Some of the microaggressions, it's simple as somebody saying, oh, good for you, or you're so lucky that you were here, right? Because it doesn't matter to them that you worked hard. It doesn't matter to them that you spent all those hours studying. It just shows that you aren't what they're accustomed to seeing. So they tend to be a little bit more standoffish. So those are some of the things I experienced. When it comes to the traumatic experiences, you know, I experienced a major loss. I lost my advisor during my time there, and it was about starting over. So I talk about that a lot in my book during one of the years when that happened and what it meant for me to take the next steps and if I even wanted to continue doing my PhD, because I felt as if I had a sponsor, I had an advocate, and then I lost that person. So what does that mean, especially as a woman of color, minority student?
Yeah. And the fact that you wrote this book, I mean, now you're both an author, you're a speaker, you're working for a Fortune 500 company, which is phenomenal. Since all of us want to live big dreams and perhaps write a book and go through some of the triumphs you have, during those tough times, what were some things that allowed you to move forward? I mean, did you have a mom or dad that was close by or friends or books that you read? I mean, what were some of the daily things that you were able to do to just stay focused and intentional with your goals?
You know, what's funny is that I think back and there's times when I was just going through that program and the whole process, I literally didn't think I would make it through. And because my family's in Trinidad and I would talk to my mother, especially almost every day, no matter what time, if I was in the lab at 4 a.m. running an experiment, she would be there just to even walk with me and keep me company. But what really helped me was building my network and building a support system. And that is what got me through. And that happened in my second year when I decided, look, I cannot continue just going to the classes and going back home. And this goes for anything, right? I really needed a support network. I really needed a tribe of people that I could lean on. And I took that lesson and I've carried it with me throughout my career, because anywhere I go, I want to try to create a network of people that I can reach back to if I need them and they need me.
That's great advice, Malaika. Thank you so much for being on our podcast. How can our guests connect, stay in touch with you, and read your book?
Guests can find me on my website, malaikagrayson.com, as well as on LinkedIn and Instagram.
Great. Malaika, thanks for being on our podcast. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christophakai.com to learn more.